Gathering on the stage now, Dave Lindley, leader and lead guitarist, Stuart Brotman on the brass and the bass, John Vidiken on the percussion, Boyle Heights on the organ and piano, and Solomon, who plays any instrument that you may never have heard before. The Kaleidoscope.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it's on. So are you on? I'd like to introduce our new drummer.
Hello?
Our new drummer isn't John Vidiken. Rashid.
Hello. Electronic devices.
Our first tune is a Buck Owens tune called Hello Trouble. Yes, good taste.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. I looked out my window, what did I see? Coming up the sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here come trouble that I never thought to see since you went away. Hello, trouble. You can come on in. You can talk about your heart. Pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes. You can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. I'm just a little fed up with the life you live, but I'd rather have a little bit of trouble than to never know the love you give. Hello, trouble. You can come on in. You can talk about your heart. Where the world you've been, I ain't had the miseries since you've been gone. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
Thank you very much.
Oh, death. That's the man who knows.
Everybody seems to be in a fairly good mood out there today. Seem to be pretty happy. So, I'll sing you a very pleasant, happy song for pleasant, happy people about one of my favorite subjects. That is dying, for those of you who may not live through the year. The song's yours. quite a few people here this afternoon watching this show. Seem to be maybe 4,000 or 5,000. With the way odds run now, there should be at least 600 of you that die before this time next year. They're mostly young people out there, and you're the ones who are going to get it. All you young dudes out there, one of these days you're going to get a letter in the mail. That's going to be all she wrote. I don't know, I had a friend who got a letter like that. Pretty good buddies. He kept writing me back from where they sent him off to. Write me 2 or 3 letters a week. All of a sudden he don't write anymore. Don't get any vibes from that part of the world either, so I guess he got his. I'll get mine one of these days. I'll probably beat both of you into it at the way I'm living, but that's all right. He said he wanted to come over to my house to have a cup of coffee one time. Very straight dude. He put people up tight because there were nothing but freaks living over in my house. So he brings his brown bag in the door and says, "Give me a cup of coffee." And then, "Well, how many lumps you want in it? 1 or 2? He said, "Give me 5. "Okay, I'll give them to you. Drop them in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The coffee started to boil and smoke was oozing out over the edge of the cup and down into the saucer. So you drink that down and it'll fix what's wrong with you, baby. He drinks the coffee down and his eyes start getting bigger in about 10 minutes. And he says, "I don't know you. Who are you? Who am I and what am I doing here? I'm gonna go home and go to bed. I don't feel so good." He leaves. That's okay. We were glad to get rid of him. He steps out of my door and goes down my stairs and walks out onto a street that he's never seen before in his life. He's looking up and down there. Instead of being on the town that he knows and loves, and he's a recognized, square, upright, conscientious type of citizen, he's stuck in the middle of a rice paddy underneath the burning sun with a rifle in his hands. He's looking out and trying to be careful because he knows little brown brother's out there someplace. He can't see him, but you know he's there. And sure enough, way off in the corner of the field, hiding behind a clump of palmettos, there's the other hero of the story. And he's saying to himself as he's watching you over his open iron sights, he says, "That dude sure is big. I've never seen such a big man in my life. And his skin is so pale, he looks like he climbed out from under a rock. And his eyes are round like saucers. Funny looking cat. He's bigger than I am. But if I pull this trigger, I'm going to be bigger than he is, because I can still stand up on my hind legs like a man. And all he can do is lay on the ground and be still and smell bad after a while." The way the story goes is he pulls the trigger. Then all of a sudden, boom! There's a great big hole opens up underneath your feet, and you feel your body start to fall down and down through the air and into the black. This is when you start to think that maybe something's wrong someplace. You say, "Good God, I better open up my eyes. I'm having a nightmare. Open up my eyes, yes, and I'll see something, and then I'll know where I am and who I am and what's happening." You open up your eyes and find out that somebody stuffed your head in a bucket full of tar. There's nothing out there. That's when you get scared, sweetheart. Then you open up your mouth and you say, "Mama! Oh, Mama, please! Can't you help me? God, what did I do wrong? Can't you make this thing stop? I don't want to die. I've been poisoned. I'm dying. Oh, no." And he just keeps on going like that. "Mr. Regan, can't you do anything? Mr. Johnson, can't you do anything? Can't nobody do anything?" "No, baby, your ass is going to get splattered all the way across the bottom of that coal mine." Not a sound comes out of your mouth. Not one sound. Nothing comes out but pretty colored soap bubbles. There's blue ones and red ones and green ones and purple ones. And they start to make pictures of naked people doing fun things in the air in front of your face. You're just saying, goody, goody, I wish I was doing that now. And then all of a sudden the bubbles shift around and start to spell a word in front of your face. And you look at that word and then you all of a sudden realize that if you can read that thing and you can understand that thing and you can say it out loud, you're going to have the answer to all your questions. You're going to have the answer to every question that every man has ever asked. And just as you're about to realize the whole thing and make it come true, the wind blows it away and you say, oh, the hell with it, it's pretty anyway. You got to do it, relax and enjoy it, you know. Mama, mama, come to my bed. Place a cold telephone on my head. My eyes are closed and I cannot see. I feel the sheet pulling over me. Oh, babe. Oh, babe. Just find me home until another year. Oh, shame for the earth and worm both have a claim. Oh, death is a banjo picker. He plays a banjo, the pot of which is made out of some soldier boy's skull bone with the top sawed off. He has my grandfather's leg bone for a neck and my knuckle bones for tuning pegs. And he has teeth for a bridge so you can slide them around so you don't fret out when you go up the neck a long ways. The face of death's banjo has a heart on it, being pierced by an arrow that says, Mother, I love you. Underneath that, it's got four big green letters that say USMC, which means, thanks to the powers that be, I found a little bit of peace in my life. People don't tell me what to wear anymore. They don't tell me how long to cut my hair anymore. They don't tell me what to drink. They don't tell me what to smoke. They don't tell me what to take to make my head do the way I want it to do. They don't say nothing. Life's pretty peaceful when you're a bamboo bush in somebody's country. Sun shines down, wind blows you back and forth. If it makes you uncomfortable listening to some of the things I say, if you don't like some of the things I'm talking about, open up your damn mouths and say something about it. You gotta let those people know what you're thinking. You're the people. If you turn your backs and not say anything and just pretend like it doesn't happen, then when somebody sticks a knife in your back, baby, you ask for it. You're begging for it. You're bending over for it. And somebody's gonna slip it to you. If you don't like it, goddamn it, do something about it. That's what this country's for.
Thank you. Before we do this next number, I'd like to explain sort of what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing a Turkish taksim, which is sort of a blowing thing. And on the right, to my right, this is David Lindley on the harp guitar. And Solomon will be playing the saws. And, of course, in your bulletin, and they announced some of the band members have changed. So for that benefit, on the drums, we have the great Zucchini. And playing bass is Stuart Brotman. And I'm Templeton Parsley, better known as Ramblin' Templeton Parsley.
Thank you.